HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Congress leader Jitin Prasad on Wednesday joined the Bharatiya Janata Party in New Delhi. Before joining the BJP, Prasad met Union Minister Piyush Goyal at his residence. The 47-year-old was among the signatory dissenters in the Congress party. The letter sent to Congress High Command sought an active and full-time party president. Prasad's last assignment was to handle the West Bengal elections where the Congress performed poorly. Delhi BJP leader Manish Singh has filed a complaint with the Delhi police against Instagram. He has accused the social media platform of portraying Lord Shiva in a bad taste in one of its stickers. The police said they have received a complaint but no FIR has been registered. Singh said he will protest outside the Instagram office if the police don't take any action. He wants Instagram to withdraw the sticker and tender an apology. Ride-hailing platform Uber has said it is expanding the scope of its operation. The company is recruiting close to 250 engineers for its teams in Bengaluru and Hyderabad. The current round of hiring will strengthen the company's rider and driver growth. By the end of the year, the cumulative headcount at these centers is expected to touch 1,000 people. Uber's tech teams have been heavily invested in building technology to enable safer rides. India's ace hockey player Ramandeep Singh said they are preparing for the Tokyo Olympics. The team is training on a simulation at its training base Bengaluru, he added. The players are assessing their bodies and testing their skills through simulation. The Indian men's hockey team is scheduled to begin its campaign on July 24. Their first match will be against New Zealand. Researchers have developed a new algorithm which can treat sleep disorders. It has been created after a study by Danish researchers. Difficulty sleeping and narcolepsy are among the disorders that thousands of Danes suffer from. It is estimated that sleep apnea is undiagnosed in as many as 2 lakh Danes. The researcher said that the algorithm is extraordinarily precise. Its performance rivaled that of the best doctors in the field, they added.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast. Or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.